My parents, at this time, much of my extended family are in good health. When I went and visited them, or when I interacted with them, it's been pretty clear that, like, you know, even though I'm here doing this, and it's very different, when I go back with my parents especially, but other, you know, other family members, it's like I'm still the young son or the little cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Those, you know, it's like so, it's, you know, and so I found myself sort of, you know, in that situation where I feel like maybe, you know, in other contexts around here, it's like the ability to offer a wisdom or, you know, anything like that is severely limited.
Yeah, it's pretty much non-existent.
Yeah. So maybe can you provide some guidance on how to navigate those situations? Or?
Well, a lot of it is just the patience, keep your mouth shut. yeah, just smile a lot. You know, get your butt back to the monastery. but the thing is that what happens is it starts to sink in over time, because they think it's you're just doing something weird while you're young, and it's like in the talk last night. Oh yeah, so just always trying to run away from reality. you know, as their life changes and they see things that are really out of their control, like bring dukkha, and then when they start to suffer in different ways or kind of get jolted in some way, then it clicks. Oh, I have that son in a monastery. And he said something about this one time. You know, and you have to slip it in, actually. You have to be really, really attentive and alert, and being able to keep back without pushing anything on. But then when the opportunity arises, how do you slip something in that will plant a seed? And then it does happen. It comes to fruition. I have a few of my aunts and uncles who are very respectful of what I'm doing, and when they see me, then they'll ask questions you know, it's not. They're never going to be meditators or Buddhists, you know, they realize that I'm a resource that they don't have access to in any other way. And say, like my siblings in general are completely disinterested. But they all respect what I'm doing. And you know, I think if something came up and that was really difficult, they really lead very ordinary lives. Nothing. They seem to be incredibly blessed with pretty smooth lives.
Allison has taken a couple of your retreats.
Yeah, she's done like 3 retreats with me. Yeah,
when
my
Bruce
sister.
Was here, when Bruce was here, he made a point of coming to morning pujas.
He was here for everything.
Yeah,
I was shocked. He was here, you know, morning pujas. He was here. He wanted to be here for chanting, meditation. He wanted to do everything. He wanted to go on alms round. He wanted to do everything. All I wanted him to do was operate an excavator. That was what I meant. I invited him to come down. That was the hook that I said, yeah, I can come down and do something. Because, you know, just to show up, it would be Because he did try to come last year, but turned away at the border. Couldn't get past immigration. It's not too big of a threat for U.S. national security.
Yeah. So it's more like being an example, so to speak. Like when I visit my mom, if there's a bug or a spider or something, I try and sweep it up and put it outside. And she's gotten to the point where, as she kills the bug, she says, "Sorry, didn't you sweep it up?"
Well, see, that's something already. Sort of that kind of thought would never enter in my family's life. So it just doesn't, you don't think, but then it's in a whole new perspective, which is really, that's a gift.
I think, you know, too, like what you're kind of saying is like just having faith in the training that we do.
Yeah.
You know, like we go back, like we're not totally abandoning being monks, you know, so we still keep Arv and I. And like, yeah. Remember the first time I came back as a monk, it's like, you know, of course they're doing their whole family thing. And so it's like when they were having the dinner, I just snuck into the kitchen and did the dishes. And then, you know, it's kind of like just what Ajahn Jesara was saying, you know, it's sort of like you kind of feel this sort of regret, like you didn't give back to your parents and stuff like that. And so, and I remember I woke up one morning and there'd been this huge windstorm. It was the same trip, and there's been this huge rainstorm or windstorm. And the whole front yard was covered in branches. And I just looked out, and, you know, so my dad's, you know, I know he's going to go out and pick all those up. And so as soon as he left, I just went out and picked them all up. And then he pulled in the driveway just as I was picking up the last branch. And the expression on his face was worth all the effort, because he was like, you know, he didn't even ask me to do it. You know, but it was something that needed to be done. So I just did it. And that was part of the training here. And so I wasn't like thinking like, I want to go and impress them or try to make an impression on them, but it's just because that's what we do here. So.